Blog Talk Radio.
I've seen Christina Aguilera sound much better.
Christina Aguilera, Christina Milian.
Christina Aguilera.
Christina Aguilera, Christina Milian. Yeah, really crazy. Christina Aguilera is one of the two, though. I just don't know what's going on.
How do you spell it?
Christina what?
Aguilera. A.
A U G I L.
A what?
A G U I L E R A. A G U I L E R A.
No, it sounds good.
We got a choir.
So we're about to talk to shop.
Add a description in everyone's position. Yeah.
Oh, wow. We are live. Oh, they do a photo. I like YouTube Live.
For the topic.
That's
good. Okay, so we are, I think we're live. Are we live on YouTube right now?
We're definitely live.
I'm feeling YouTube live.
I know that. You came with the take a picture first.
I like how it was like the whole little photo loop. We get a couple shots, you know. So that was real cool.
So, yeah. What's up, guys? This is Armand and Friends, the podcast. Author and producer of Well, Wait a Minute, Bitch. KJ Schaffner Wiggins, and the bitch with
owner extraordinaire.
The bitch with many jobs and talent over here. So I've decided to come over to YouTube because Facebook, honestly, they're just too funny with the fucking views. They're too funny with the money, the monetization. What's going on? So I've decided that I don't want to fucking be on Facebook anymore. Shout out to my Kale, I see you, babe. So I'm over here now. So we do have a call-in number. The number is 563-999-3658. So we're just here talking, and we'll probably be here. I'm thinking we're liking this.
This is nice. The angle is right.
Yeah.
I mean, on YouTube. We're going to be here on YouTube.
Yeah, we're going to be on YouTube for a second, seeing what it do. But anyway, let's just get right into it. We're basically talking Meek Mill, Jocelyn Hernandez, Cardi B,
Jennifer Hudson,
Christina Aguilera. So let's just jump into Christina Aguilera. So Christina, what happened with Christina Aguilera?
So she performed at the AMAs tonight, and she was doing the Whitney Houston tribute. And from what we've heard, it's not the greatest. People, the memes have gone crazy. You know, the internet is crazy. So the memes are out there like crazy already. People didn't think that she did a good job, and they were anticipating a good job, and they don't think she did a good job.
Well, Whitney Houston is hard, and Christina Aguilera is a really great singer, and I heard some of the songs.
Christina Aguilera sounds awesome.
Okay, it was like one song where like the I'm Every Woman song seemed like it was a little bit off. But for the most part, she's
sounding good. I just want to preface this by saying, if we do take it to this level, I'm not holding back on anybody. Anybody on Facebook, anybody on social media, I'm calling these fraud ass bitches out. Oh, I just wanted to say that. But go ahead.
Well, call the fraud ass bitches out.
No.
We don't need no haters in the club.
But anyway, no, so listen, Christina Aguilera, you know, to me she's lost her voice a long time ago. I'm not a big fan of the growl.
I think when she do it, if she do it in a different way, can't nobody else do it.
I'm not a big fan of the growling, man. I mean, I'm just not.
I've been like Christina Aguilera since she was a genie in the Bible.
So let's move on to Jocelyn Hernandez and Cardi B. Jocelyn Hernandez basically put out a diss track that nobody could understand about Cardi B. Why is everybody hating on Cardi B? She has reopened the lane for women to come back into the industry.
I don't think nobody's hating on Cardi B. I think the better question is, why is everybody hating on Jocelyn Hernandez?
Are you fucking kidding me? I love the Puerto Rican princess, but the Puerto Rican princess cannot fucking rap. She needs to let that shit go.
But just like Lil' Kim, Jocelyn Hernandez made a way for Cardi B. Because before there was Cardi, there was Jocelyn.
True. They said Cardi B has a diss track out.
What?
I don't know. I haven't heard the diss track. My whole thing is this, Cardi B, stop putting out diss records, put out your album, put out another single. Bodak Yellow has ran his course. He wants some more music. You were supposed to put an album out on your birthday.
A freestyle.
Don't become another designer, Cardi B.
I mean, I feel like if she wants to take more time, she is still giving us music. She did just put out Motor Point.
She did, but.
And it was good.
All I'm saying is this. She better not wait too late because 2018, everybody's dropping. Nicki's dropping. Remy's dropping. Let's be clear. Beyonce may be dropping. Everybody's dropping. So you don't want to get lost in that shuffle. So you need to drop at the right time to where your music can be heard.
Cardi B, she likes music so much, she's going to continue to drop songs all throughout the year. I don't think that she's going to take no break. She ain't taking no time off. She's not sleeping. She's in the studio every night. And she's grinding hard.
Right. So, and listen, guys, if anybody wants to call in, I know we only got six people on here right now, but we do have a call-in number. The call-in number is 563-999-3658. So you guys can definitely call in and check us out. We want to hear from you guys, the fans. Okay? You'll probably be seeing us at least once a week. So anyway, Cardi B, she's hot right now. But just like everybody that gets hot, you get cold. So hopefully she's being very calculated in what she's doing. And she's being smart about it. They said she posted a clip.
Cardi B said, people can't fuck with her if they wanted to.
Okay, I'm still learning this stuff, so.
No, but for real, though, Cardi B, she got some real flow. I check out her live videos. She's always going live with Mr. Jackson. She's doing what does this sound like? Have you checked her out?
I mean, I've heard some of her stuff. It's just, the same. There, she doesn't have, like, the... She's so repetitive. She hasn't mixed it up.
Yo, if you don't got Cardi B on Instagram Live, on Instagram period, you need to go follow Cardi B because she's lit as fuck. I love, love, love her video.
So, are we going to get into Meek Mill?
Free Meek Mill. That's fucked up. They always want to lock us black niggas down. I don't have that problem because I'm light-skinned.
My issue is this. I don't feel bad for Meek Mill, and I'm actually going to clean my ears to wax out. I'm going to pull this Q-tip out.
That I'm gonna clean my ears to Meek Mill because let me tell you something. I'm not concerned about freeing Meek Mill. Nigga, you've been on probation. I was on probation before for 4 years, and I couldn't smoke, I couldn't drink, I couldn't get pulled over. And guess what? I managed not to do those things. I did get in trouble though and violated my probation
4 years ago.
When they thought I was going to do the community service. But I got my ass in trouble. Nobody was yelling, free of mom, when they locked my bitch ass up. Nobody gave me 5, 6 goddamn chances. So,
well, they got 400,000 signed citizen petitions to get him up out of jail. And I guess the laws over where he got locked up at is different. So they are like, trying to petition that, and on top of all of that, like, I need to 4 years on, what the fuck did he do?
Oh, he had like 9 years.
No, but he got 4 years from the probation violation.
Well,
they're trying to get all his little stuff dropped, and they want him out. Like, they got 400,000 people to rally and sign a petition. They got Rick Ross out there, you know, he used to be the police. They got Rick Ross out there, and you know, they out there petitioning, and they really want to free me. I want to meet out too, because I need you to make another Dream Catcher, Volume 4.
Here's the thing. You don't see these people petition about all these other black men that go to jail and for a small thing. But because it's Meek Mill, they want everybody to feel bad for him. And the niggas already violated most of the time. I don't feel bad for a rich nigga that does that shit. I don't feel bad for you. I'm sorry.
How do we feel about the fact that they're saying the judge is then trying to push him? Like, she's telling him, like, I need you to sign with this person. I need you to sign with that person. And, like, he's not doing it. So now all of a sudden she's putting this thing on him.
So the politics are wrong.
Well, but when has the judicial system and the law ever been 100% straight?
I feel like he needs to do whatever fuck he needs to do to get his black ass fucked.
That's what I'm saying. Well, the judge is black, but I feel like just do what you have to do, just so you can be done. And she don't have control because at the end of the day, she have control. The law has control. You are not richer, bigger, badder than the fucking law. And when these niggas start to realize that, they'll be off in a better place. Some of these people think that they rich and famous because they are bigger than the law. You are not bigger than the fucking government and the judicial system. Nobody is.
Yeah, they won't say much.
The number is 563 999 3658. Call in and talk to us.
And what do you guys feel like, though? Now they're saying Drake is shouting him out, talking about free Meek Mills. You think that I'm starting to feel like Drake needs to come back as well, because all these new young rappers have came and kind of put him out, and this is the first time his album did, like, horrible compared to the rest. So I think he's, like, trying to use this free Meek Mills because they're supposed to be beefing, so now all of a sudden it's free Meek Mills.
Well, I think that's a little bit of clickbait for Drake. That'll keep him trending because him and Drake are not friends like that. You know, Drake started this movement that's happening now, but Drake, like a lot of artists, he has that Nicki syndrome. I think Drake and Nicki both alike got really comfortable in their spot and felt like they can just put out anything and it was just going to go platinum and make hits because they're great, because he's great. And Drake had a rude awakening on his last album. You know, honestly, you feel like Drake genuinely means free Meek Mills. I feel like Drake is a black man growing up, well, not necessarily growing up in America, but he's experienced racism. Like, he looks like one of us. So I feel like when he says, oh, free Meek, he like, Drake don't look like one. I'm sure that Drake would not. He looks like me because I'm light skinned, so I don't know what you want to do. But Drake doesn't want really to
go down. You don't even want to be your color.
Yeah. I am myself. I just call it something different. So, Drake and him, right? Drake, he don't really, like, he, you know, he don't really give a fuck about me, but you're going to work down on your wife, Andy.
Right.
You know, he ain't no police caller, so he don't want me to do anything. He wants
if you guys
chat.
Would like to call in and chat, tell us at 563-999-366.
Got a caller.
Meek Mill, they would have been cool after that.
We got a caller.
Who y'all think would win in a fight? Okay, we got our first caller for the night. Let's see who it is.
4927, you're live on the air. You're live.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hello. What's up?
What's up, Amon?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Just passed my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Now, what did you want to talk about
today? Meek Mills. Meek Mills is a dumb asshole. He think because he got a little bit of money, anybody going to give him some little free time. Bitch, please, sit your ass up there. You going to do that 30, you going to do that 2 to 5, just like they did Lil' Kim for not, she got jail time for not snitching.
Well, Carla, are you high?
No, I'm not high.
Well, I think that in Meek Mill's situation, knowing that he's been, you know, putting in, like, a lot of work in the community and being an outstanding citizen and, you know, changing up his music and the things that he associates with, I think that in this situation, he should be granted some leniency. 4 years is a lot for any man to have to sit in a cage.
Why? Are we granted?
Yes, yes. You're absolutely right.
And the money that he brings to the table and the things that he brings to the table and his platform, yes, we're giving him leniency because him being locked up.
Yes, you're correct.
Stop.
When you do things for the community, you bring things to the community and you uplift the community, you should be granted a leave. You should be granted some time and some time served off because you're uplifting the community.
Right.
But when they take a look off your whole file, they gonna look, oh, okay, this is what's going on with him. This is what the person has. This is who this person we're dealing with.
Right. Thank you, Carla.
That's how they're going to break it down. That's how they broke it down.